Very good, good. Good singing this morning. And Brother Jason, this will come read the scripture for us.
All right, turn your Bibles to Joshua. Joshua chapter 11. Joshua chapter 11. Man, what a great song service this morning. Wonderful to sing praises to Almighty God. And man, it's good words. You know, I was reading this week about Rahab. We talked about her earlier. You talked about her series, but it's pretty interesting about how Rahab already knew that the land had been given to the Israelites, and the preacher was talking about how, you know, if we only knew in our Christian life, victory's already been won. Victory's already won by Christ. But man, the devil tries to get us down and get us confused and discouraged. And man, it was very encouraging to know that Christ has already won. He's already won the victory. And man, if you're not saved today, man, it'd be a good day to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Joshua chapter 11, read verse 15. As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. Let's pray. God, we thank you, Lord, for another day to come and worship in your house. And Lord God, may we never forget, Lord, that this is your house. And Lord, Lord, you died for the church. Lord, you died for each and every one of us. Lord, we'd accept you, Lord God, as our Lord and Savior. And Lord, I pray there's somebody here that's not saved. God, I pray that, Lord, your hand be upon them today. Lord, may they find a new life in accepting you as their personal Savior. Lord, and we thank you for a place we can come, Lord God, and learn about you. And Lord, we thank you for the victory you've already given. Lord God, in the Christian life, the victory, Lord, Lord, sometimes, Lord, we overlook that. Lord, as Rahab said, the victory's already yours. We already know the land is yours. Lord God, we already know heaven is ours. We know the victory has been won. But Lord, sometimes we get down, we get discouraged, we get distressed, Lord, and Lord, it's easy to do in the flesh, but Lord, we pray that, God, your hand will be upon each and every one of our lives. Lord, I'm looking forward to the message this morning. God, may it speak to our hearts. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Good. Thank you, Brother Jason. Man, appreciate all the service this morning so far. And in fact, I saw, good to see Mrs. Pam Barrett back there too. So she's recovering from surgery. Not only is she here this morning, it was great. She was out on visitation yesterday. But anyway, I've been praying for her and glad that she's back in as well. She had surgery a couple weeks ago. And anyway, good music this morning. Thank you, choir, and then junior choir. And Mrs. Hayes with off tour. Man, that was great. And great congregational singing. That last song we're singing, that was, call that shower singing, right? Man, you're singing like here. How many of y'all sing in the shower? You're in the shower and you sing. I'm going to see some hands up. All right, I'm going to have to get some family members to attest to that you hear them. But when you sing in the shower, you don't just sing. You sing out. How about we got any lawnmower singers? When you're cutting the grass, when you belt it out, you think no one can hear you, all right? And three houses down, like, oh, man, he's cutting the grass again. And anyway, so y'all are singing out today. That was great. That was great. Good job singing this morning. We're in Joshua chapter 11, and we've been going through the book of Joshua and talking about the victorious Christian life and the Christian life that we're supposed to have. We've gone through so many different things. We talked about victory and, of course, the preparation before we get into all that, but then the victory that has come to the Israelites, and, of course, especially starting with Jericho, what a great victory that God gave them. And, of course, they face, like all of us do, they also face defeat in their Christian life. And so there were some setbacks, and that happened with Ai. And then, of course, the comeback from that and the recovery as they defeated Ai and to conquer that enemy that had defeated them. And then we talked about the compromise. And if we're not careful, we will compromise in our Christian life. And as we touched on that with Gibeon and that city, you know, that, to be honest with you, the compromise lasted longer than the defeat did, right? They were able to come back and conquer Ai. They were never able to conquer Gibeon because they compromised there. And then talked about last week, the miraculous Christian life as God did some miracles there and sent the hailstones down and extended the time period of the day. The sun and the moon stood still. And so many different things we've talked about it. Today I want to talk about Joshua chapter 11 and something that I think all these things we talked about are important. But I can tell you this, those things we've discussed that, man, Jericho, the wall's falling down, and even Ai, the great defeat that was there, and that happened, and then the comeback from that, the nation of Gibeon and how they deceived the Israelites and the leaders in particular. And then even, man, last week, talking about the miracles that happened there, how God did something. And those things are going to be things that we see in our Christian life. And we have, you go through the Bible and there's some great stories. And in fact, Josiah's over there in junior church doing the story of David and Goliath. Man, that's a great story, isn't it? David and Goliath and the victory that God gave David over the giant, over Goliath. But you know, I tell you this, in your Christian life, those great times, miraculous times, even those defeats, the compromise, all those things we talked about, those are going to take place, but that's, be honest with you, that doesn't make up the majority of your Christian life. What I want to talk about today is this, the daily victorious Christian life. Because I'm telling you, there's so many days, day after day after day after day, that we're going to have to live for the Lord, and there's going to be some high points, that's going to be exciting. There's unfortunately going to be some times where there's some low times, and that's not great, but God takes us through those. But you know, the day after day, victorious Christian life, as we get here to Joshua chapter 11, that's what we're going to face. And I want to go through that, and I don't want to be repetitive here, but I do want to go over a couple main themes from the book of Joshua. So here's a couple main themes from the book of Joshua that it touches on again as we get here to Joshua chapter 11. I mentioned last week from a historical and then also sort of a geographical standpoint, as the nation of Israel went into the land of Canaan, they started, of course, with the first city they came to, which was Jericho, and then went to Ai, and then dealt with Gibeon, who was close by. And then, as we mentioned last week, they sort of split it in the middle. So then the kings of the south came and gathered together, and they defeated them, and that was the battle we talked about in chapter 10. Now here in chapter 11, we have, roughly speaking, the kings from the north. And they all gathered together, and so they've gone through the center there. They've split the nation sort of in two, and they've conquered the kings of the south. And then we get here to chapter 11, and these other kings see what's going on, and they also gather together. And so look at verse number 1 of Joshua chapter number 11. It says, "It came to pass when Jabin, king of Hazor, had heard those things." He heard what happened in chapter 10, "that he sent to Jobab, king of Madon, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Akshaph, and to the kings that were on the north in the mountains of the plains, south of Chinneroth, and in the valley, and in the borders of Dor on the west, and to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and to the Amorite, and the Hittite, Perizzite, Jebusite, and the mountains of Hivite under Hermon, in the land of Mizpah. And they went out, they and all their hosts with them, much people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots very many. And when all these kings were met together, they came and pitched together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel." And so you have these kings. The Bible says in verse number 4, "even as the sand is upon the seashore in multitude," man, this great host, horses and chariots very many, that are gathered together to fight against the Israelites. Here's number 1, one of the themes of the book of Joshua is this: the enemy is great. Let me tell you this morning, the enemy is great. There's a great enemy that we face, and there's so many things we face. We're going to hope you have your fingers ready this morning. We'll go through some scriptures very quickly here. Once you turn there, we'll come back to Joshua chapter 11. We'll go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. We're going to go through these fairly quickly this morning. The enemy that we face is a great enemy. 1 John chapter 2. In verse number 15, 1 John chapter 2. Verse 15, Bible says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." You know, we face, one of the things we face is the world. And that's the worldly system. That's what's, and I'm sure every generation has thought this. We talked about it a little bit in our Sunday school class today. But it does seem like the world is worse than it's ever been, right?
I mean, it seems like we're facing, if you're in the world around you, those things that maybe your parents or your grandparents or your great-grandparents say, man, they didn't face all the temptation. No, they faced temptation. They did. You say, man, it seems like it's worse today than it's ever been before. And the enemy is great. The world that's out there, the influence of the world is great. Go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 16. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And there, these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. What else? We not only deal with the world, we also deal with the flesh. Well, I don't know if you're like me, but that's something the person that gives me the most trouble, as Dad would say, is the person that I look at in the mirror every day. Man, the flesh is just there. It's day after day after day. We live with that flesh. And then go to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We face the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Satan is just as active, not more so than he's ever been. By the way, hey, we know, as we talked about in song this morning, Jesus coming in. Satan also knows his time is short. And as his time is short, he's going to ramp up his actions and his devouring. And so we face the world, the flesh, and the devil. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. The enemy we face this morning is a great enemy. Throughout the book of Joshua, we see that, and especially here in chapter 11. Boy, the enemy, the number, they're gathered together to defeat Israel. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. Now, that enemy is great. Look at verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, our enemy is not just a physical enemy, it's a spiritual enemy. Principalities and powers and the spiritual wickedness, that those things are going on that we don't even know about. But the battle that's there. And so the enemy is great, principalities, powers. Look at, go to this one story here. We'll get closer to Joshua. Go to Judges chapter number 16. Judges chapter 16. Which this is a story of Samson, and most of us know this story. I want you to just look at, pick out this one verse out of here. Look at verse number 16. Of course, this is Samson and Delilah. Look at verse number 16. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart. You know, it's a daily temptation. It doesn't go away. You know why Samson fell? Because day after day after day after day, Delilah was there and said, hey, tell me your secret, tell me your secret, tell me your secret. Finally, he said, I'll tell you my heart. Hey, let me tell you something. The enemy's great. Hey, they don't take a day off. Who was it? Back, this was, it seems like a lifetime ago. But I remember Rudy Giuliani saying this after 9/11. And he said, listen, he said, the enemy we're facing, the terrorists, they don't take a day off. He said, they only have to be right one time. That's it. They could fail, this, that, but he said, they only have to be right once. Hey, let me tell you something. The enemy's not taking a day off. Hey, the world, the flesh, and the devil, you can't get away from your flesh. You can't take a day off. Hey, the world's out there. The devil is out there. The enemy is great. Go back to Joshua chapter 11. Joshua chapter 11, read the first five verses. That enemy that is great, they gather together against the nation of Israel and against Joshua. verse number 6. Joshua 11. The Lord said unto Joshua, be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up all slain before Israel. Thou shalt howl their horses and burn their chariots with fire. So Joshua came and all the people of war with him against them by the waters of Merom suddenly, and they fell upon them, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them and chased them into great Zidon, unto Mizpahoth Maim, into the valley of Mizpah eastward, and they smote them until they left them none remaining. Number one, the enemy's great, but number two, deliverance comes from God. Go to John chapter 16. In those verses, the Lord told Joshua, be not afraid, tomorrow by this time I will deliver them up. In verse 8, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel. Go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16, as Jesus is talking to his disciples in verse number 31. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you should be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You know, we have a God that delivers us. We have a Lord that delivers us. Go to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, we read in 1 John chapter 2 about the world and the wickedness of the world. But look at 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 4, year of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We have a God that has overcome the world. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Second Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16 says, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. We battle that flesh, but the Bible says, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We have a God that's not only overcome the world, but if we're saved this morning, we have the Holy Spirit in us, which can defeat the flesh, right? And give us victory, a new man, a new creature. Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 37. The Bible says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, we're fighting against principalities and powers, but they cannot separate us from God's love. Hey, God's love is greater than those enemies that we face, than the world, the flesh, and the devil. Well, let's go ahead and turn there. We're going to look at James chapter 4. Go to James chapter 4. Most of you know this verse too, but look at James chapter 4. Verse number 6. It says, but he giveth more grace. Verse 6, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. We have a God that will help us overcome the enemy and will give us deliverance. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Go to Genesis chapter 39. I read to you about Samson and what happened to Samson. Man, that enemy was great, right? Delilah, day after day after day, she tempted Samson. How is somebody supposed to get through that? Go to Genesis chapter 39. I want you to look at verse number 10. This is Potiphar's wife. What does it say? It came to pass as she spake to Joseph when? Day by day. What did Joseph do? Bible says two verses later, he fled, right? He got away. Hey, this morning, just because the enemy is great doesn't mean we don't have the ability to overcome. God will deliver us. And so we go back to Joshua chapter 11. And we have a God there that promises deliverance for the people of Israel. So even though the enemy is great, and we see this throughout the book of Joshua. Boy, it's a great enemy. They've gathered together to defeat the Israelites, to defeat Joshua. And yet God says, I will deliver you. And God does. And tell you this morning, if we're going to be successful spiritually, boy, we need some miracles, and that's great. We need to see God work. But it's going to come down to this. Are we going to live a daily, victorious Christian life? Hey, the enemy's great. But we know that enemy's great, but God is greater, and we have a God that will deliver us. And that's the same thing that happened here to the nation of Israel. Well, let me give you three things that we must do if we want to see a daily, victorious Christian life. Look first at Joshua chapter 11. Look at verse number 8. Verse number 8. Near the end of the verse, it says, and they smote them until they left them none remaining. Go to verse number 10. It says in the middle of the verse, Joshua smote the king thereof with the sword. Look at verse 11. And they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword. Go to verse number 12. It says in the middle of the verse, and smote them with the edge of the sword. Go to verse number 14. It says at the near the end of the verse, but every man they smote with the edge of the sword. Let me tell you, this is the first thing. If we're going to have a daily victorious Christian life, you must be able to handle the sword. You've got to be able to handle the sword. The Bible says that Joshua and those Israelites, they smote them, they smote them, they smote them, they smote them over and over and over again. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 says, we better put on the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Hey, if we're going to have a daily victorious Christian life, you better know how to handle God's Word. And we better be in the Word of God day after day after day after day. One of our themes for this year, we have there to live by the book, and it gives us Luke chapter 4, verse 4, by every word of God. We don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. By every word of God. We cannot expect a daily victorious Christian life if we're not in God's Word. It only comes through daily nourishment. And I'm afraid so many times we have Christians who, man, that's great when we see a miracle and we see God really do something, but are we really day by day by day living for God? We're not going to be able to if we're not in God's Word. Say, man, I'm having trouble with this and trouble with temptation and the world, the flesh and devil, and the enemy is great. You know how to defeat that enemy? Get in God's Word day after day after day. I'm afraid many Christians succumb to temptation because they're not proficient in the handling of the Word of God. What does Hebrews 4:12 say? The Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any what? Two-edged sword. Hey, that's a weapon that God has given us. And this morning, if we're going to see victory in our Christian life, it's going to come through God's Word. So first, you must be able to handle the sword. Secondly, there in Joshua chapter 11, I want you to go through some of the same verses, but look at a little different part. Look at verse number 8. This is something we've touched on before. Look at verse number 8 of Joshua chapter 11. It says, they smote them, the Bible says, until they left them none remaining. Look at verse number 11. It says, they smote all the souls of them with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. Look at verse number 12. It says, they smote them with the edge of the sword, and he utterly destroyed them. Look at verse number 14. End of the verse, until they had destroyed them, neither left they any to breathe. Verse number 20 says in the middle of the verse that he might destroy them utterly. And then verse number 21, the end of the verse, Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. You know what that is? That is total destruction. Number one, if we're going to have daily victorious Christian life, you better be able to handle the sword. Secondly, you must defeat the enemy completely. Complete defeat of the enemy. It can't be halfway, and boy, I'm going to try to, hey, you know what, I'm going to decide this morning, I'm going to cut out some of my sin. That's not going to work. Hey, I'm going to get rid of, I'm going to try to go to the areas that I'm a little more comfortable with and try to get rid of stuff there, but there's some of those areas, boy, but don't touch that. Hey, don't expect victory in your Christian life, but there's some things. Hey, you can preach on this. Hey, it's okay if you get on this, but you know, don't touch my music. Don't listen to my music. Or don't touch my favorite TV program. Or don't touch this thing that I like to indulge in just a little bit. Hey, if we're not going to destroy the enemy completely, don't expect victory in your Christian life. That daily victory comes when we say, and Joshua said, I'm going to utterly destroy the enemy. We're not leaving any of them around. Hey, don't leave. And by the way, understand this. In fact, look at verse number 18. Look at verse 18. It says, Joshua made war, let's say there, a long time. Not every victory is going to be immediate. Now, you can have victory in your Christian life, but there's going to be a long war here that Joshua had to fight. We won't turn there for time's sake, but what did Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31? He says, I die how often? I die daily. He says, I've got to do it every single day. Hey, it's going to be a long war. We look for those miracles, and that's great. We look for God to do something. And God will. But I'm telling you, there's sometimes it's a long war. Look at verse number 20. For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts that they should come against Israel in battle that he might destroy them utterly. You know, the Lord worked here, and the Lord brought the enemy to Joshua. The Lord worked and said, I'm going to bring these to you. No, sometimes they say, Lord, that's enough. No, the guy said, I'm going to bring it to you so you can defeat them. Hey, I'm going to bring this to you so you can take care of it. Hey, and by the way, that's one of the reasons we come to the house of God, so we can hear preaching from the Word of God. They remind, hey, this is a sin. I've got to take care of this. Hey, we get in God's Word, we talked about in the first point, and we handle God's Word, and we read God's Word, and say, hey, this is something I've got to get right in my life. I've got to bring that into your mind, into your thinking, and into your heart, and say, boy, this is wrong. I've got to get it right. And that's what he did here for the people of Israel, for Joshua. And they destroyed utterly the enemy. Interesting, as we read through these verses, and we talked about, they smote. You know, there was no miracles in this chapter. There's no hailstones to take care of them. Remember last chapter? God killed more with the hailstones than they killed. And that'll happen sometimes. And God will step in and say, I've got this, I'll take care of it. But there's also times where God says, hey, here's the enemy. I'll be there to help you. I'm going to deliver you. You've got the victory, but you got to do the work. You got some work to do. And day after day after day. You know what it takes to have a good marriage? Work. You know that? Day after day after day after day. You know what it takes to have good children and a good family? Work. It takes daily work, daily being in the Word of God, teaching and trying to help your family and your children with the Word of God and do it day after day. There'll be setbacks, sure. There'll be times where it's not as great as others, sure. But you can have victory. It's a long way. And as you have children and they're small children, let me tell you, it's a long battle. I'm going to talk about your arguing back and forth with them, right? That may be a long battle. But it's a lot, hey, it doesn't happen overnight. You don't produce good children in a year. It takes a long time. It takes day after day after day. And that battle that you face, not all those will be won in a day or in 2 days or some miracle that takes place. There was no hailstones in chapter 11. There was no sun stop and moon stop. No, it was just a daily battle. If we're going to have a daily victorious Christian life, you must be able to handle the sword. Secondly, you must defeat the enemy completely, and then go to verse number 9. First part of the verse, and Joshua did unto them as the Lord bade him. Go to verse 12. At the end of the verse, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, verse 15. As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua,
He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 20. At the end of the verse, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 23. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for inheritance unto Israel according to the divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. Hey, this morning, if we're going to have a daily victorious Christian life, you've got to be able to handle the sword. Secondly, you must defeat the enemy completely. And then thirdly, you must be able to follow orders. You've got to be able to follow orders. Time after time in this chapter and throughout the book of Joshua, it says that Joshua did what God told him to. And most of the time, it says that Joshua did what Moses told him to after God told Moses what to do. Hey, Moses is dead, right? Moses has been gone for years now as we get to Joshua chapter 11. Moses is long gone, but Joshua is still doing what God gave Moses to do. He's still following orders. The Lord bade him. He told him what to do, and Moses and Joshua did it. The Lord commanded Moses what to do, and Moses told Joshua, and Joshua did it, and Joshua left nothing undone. He took the whole land, the Bible says in verse number 23. This morning, you cannot lead those at work. You cannot lead the next generation. You cannot lead your home until you learn to follow orders. You can't be a good dad until you learn to come under the authority of the Word of God. You can't be a good employer until you learn to do what God has told you to do. There's no way you're going to be living a daily victorious Christian life if you don't learn to follow orders. We're not careful. We get a little bit older. We get a little more position. And we're so used to giving orders, we're not very good at following them. Let me tell you this, and this is true for Joshua. The reason God used Joshua is because Joshua, when he was younger, came under the authority of Moses. But here's the thing. Sometimes we look at it and say, okay, yeah, if you're going to be, we'll tell these young people, if you're going to be a good leader someday, you've got to learn to be a good follower, and that's true. All right, if these young people, if they're going to lead somebody someday, they're going to have to learn to be a good follower. Right? That has to happen first. That's a good principle. But I think sometimes we get a little bit older and we say, all right, yeah, that was when we were young. No. If you're going to be a good leader, you better continue to follow orders. Hey, there's not, you don't come to that. Well, now, I'm the age I'm at now. No longer do I need to come. No. The only way you continue to be a good leader for these young people, hey, the only way to continue that is when you're 40 and 50 and 60 years old, still come under the authority of the Word of God. And still come under the orders that you've been given. Hey, we're not to a point, man, I'm so spiritually mature, no longer. No, in fact, more than ever before. If you're going to lead those that are under you, you better come under the orders of the Lord. Hey, if we're going to have daily victory in our Christian life, we better learn to come under authority. Do these young people and these children, man, love to hear the children up here singing this morning. Do they need to learn to come under authority? Sure they do. That's something they should be taught from the time they're young and learn that. But I tell you this morning, sometimes we have more trouble with adults not coming under authority than we do children. Hey, how are we doing at following orders? We're not going to have victory in our daily Christian life if we're not going to follow what we've been given in God's Word. Hey, let me ask you this. Are we living a daily victorious Christian life? Say, man, it just seems like, man, I don't know, man, day by day I'm just struggling and things. Hey, there's going to be difficulties. There's going to be problems. There's going to be days like the beginning of Joshua chapter 11 when you feel like the whole enemy is gathered against you, right? I mean, as the sands of the seashore, it's like, boy, it's just so much. Hey, just remember, yes, the enemy is great, but you have a God that will deliver you. He will. And then if you're going to live a victorious Christian life daily, you better handle the sword. You better be able to handle God's Word. You better defeat the enemy completely. And you better be able to follow orders. If we can do those things in Joshua chapter 11, guess what?
God gave the victory. What did we let's finish up with this? And we read it already. Look at verse 23. So Joshua took the whole land, right? And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. Why? Because Joshua did those things where they could have victory day after day after day, and the people of Israel saw victory over the Canaanites. Was it perfect? No. We'll talk about it later in other messages. But I tell you, as we finish up Joshua chapter 11, God gave Israel the victory. He did. It will do the same thing for you. Father, help us as we day by day try to live for you. Lord, and there's going to be setbacks as we study the book of Joshua. There's going to be times where decisions are made that aren't the best decisions. Lord, I pray this morning you'd help us to live a victorious Christian life that's a daily victorious Christian life. There's going to be some highs and be some lows. But I pray day by day we'd get in your word. Lord, we'd make sure we're not letting the enemy hang around. We'd defeat them completely. And then, Lord, I pray that we'd continue to follow orders. But we can't expect you to give us victory if we won't come under the authority of the Word of God. So I pray that this morning for each of us. And Lord, even this week, Lord, there's going to be, before we meet together again, there's going to be another, after today, 6 days till Sunday morning. That's going to be 6 more days where we need to live for you day by day. Lord, I don't know if there's going to be any miracles this week. I don't know if there's going to be some huge victory or some huge setback, or I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this, it's going to be 6 more days that we need to live for you. So I pray that we do that. We'd be in the Word of God day by day. Lord, we'd look at and make sure we defeat the enemy completely with your help, and then come under the authority of the Word of God in everything we do. Lord, that we'd understand we don't live just by our bread alone, but by the Word of God. Lord, I pray that someone here is not saved. Help them to trust you this morning. In Jesus' name. Everybody stand with head bowed and eyes closed. And nobody looking around this morning. And as we've gone through the book of Joshua, we've said this before. Not a salvation message this morning, but the truth of salvation is there. As we talked about at the beginning, the world, the flesh, and the devil are real enemies. And that sin that creeps in our life is a problem for all of us, but especially this morning, if you're not saved, that sin, it's not just a problem, it is the problem. That sin will send you to hell for eternity. So this morning, I want you to think about, do I know for sure I'm on my way to heaven? If you say this morning, I know without a doubt I'm not, I don't have any hesitancy about that. I know I'm saved. I've trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. If you can say that this morning, just slip your hand up like I'm doing and say, don't say this morning. Put your hand right back down. If you're here this morning, you say this. You say, I'm just not sure about my salvation. Maybe one of the reasons I'm not having daily victory is because I don't have Jesus Christ to deliver me. I don't have that. If you're here this morning, you say, listen, I'm not sure about my salvation. I don't know for sure if I would go to heaven if I die today. If you're like this morning, I won't embarrass you. I promise you that. But I want you to be honest. And just slip your hand up and say, pray for me. I'm just not sure about my salvation. Anybody like this morning, say, I'm just not sure. Well, listen, if you're not sure, you take care of that. And you make sure you know. And then could be this morning God's dealing with you about something. Maybe you're saved this morning. God's dealing with you about a daily victorious Christian life. Let me tell you something. Get in God's Word. Get in His Word. Hey, get rid of that enemy and come under the authority that God has given us. As God's spoken to you this morning, as the music plays, you come forward.
thanks so much for being here this morning. Be back tonight and have our ordination service. Mr. Hayes is looking forward to that. A reminder, a quick reminder, those our current deacons, just a real quick meeting over in my office, sort of on your way, those that are driving the bus on your way to start the bus up. So just take a second. And always good to have Cameron and Abigail in. And, man, good to have y'all this morning. Also, as mentioned, congratulations. Got a baby on the way, so that's exciting. More important than that, got a grandbaby on the way, right? So that's exciting, too. So anyway, always good to have y'all in. And Brother Cameron, if you would, close in prayer.